I'm not raising my hand for the gate next week. Over.
Well, that's no problem. Hardly anybody else does anyway. WBATTZ for the Michigan ARPSC, that's Prenet. down in Macomb County, of it.
Very good. I've got you here, Weedable, here in Fresville County.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo, I'll be in and out.
KD8RWE, WB, PCB, Roger, in and out.
Thank you.
standby for early check-in. WBTTV, Michigan ARPSC net, net starting in 1 minute. Any early check-ins wishing to call, come now.
Michigan Emergency Network.
If you receive the net on VHF or UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning AUXCOM in Michigan, including ARES, NTS, Skywarn, all radio amateurs with sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is WBATQZ. My name is Mike, and I hold the position of the ETRO, Westfield County, and Falls Max, and MITN net manager. From the 3NET group, I have the following stations listed. Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra, November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo In and Out. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, and Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call off.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8, question mark, Victor Foxtrot, can you give me a fill?
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Yes, thank you, Ron. Any others? I guess that takes care of it for now. KE8DON, Max, are you back with us?
I am.
Well, you're up for comment.
All right, thank you, sir. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November. Good afternoon, everybody on the air, BLCNet. WBATCZ, Max, thank you for taking that to kill this afternoon. I do appreciate that. By the way, I am copying the roster as we ride along here. So at any rate, we have a quiet week ahead of us as far as the state level of activity goes. The only thing that's out there in the state or the region is next week. Sunday is the fourth Sunday of the month, which means that it will be 4 o'clock is the FEMA Region 5 AUXCOM voice net. That starts on at 4 on 60 meters channel 4, and it will move to 40 meters at quarter after, and then to D-Star, and then finally to DMR at quarter 2. I say all that because next week I get to be net control, so I'll be down at the SCOC. I hope you'll be able to check in, which means that when I check in to with that, I hope everybody has a great week ahead, having good preparations for Thanksgiving, and that you had, if you're a hunter, that you had good success out in the woods there. Stay safe and healthy. This is KE8DON, back to net.
Okay, Max, thank you for that. KE8DON, this is WBTQZ with Michigan ARPSC net. Well, nothing new to report on the ARPSC front up here. As far as nets, 40 meters is doing fairly well for us on the max net at 10 o'clock in the morning. MITN occasionally gets a little sketchy there at 7 o'clock on 75. Exactly what we're going to do about that and when we're going to do it remains to be seen, but we will put it out on the reflector when it happens. With that, we'll go to the top of the list. Comments, KW5AF, Skip will be followed by N8SBE.
This is KW5AF. Good afternoon.
I am in Menominee, Michigan, Menominee County, Michigan, which is about 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hope my signal is getting through okay. I'm running a little bit more power than I used to. And other than that, just getting ready for winter, which means, getting the shack set up and everything, because when the snow comes, I'm not doing any antenna work. Over.
Understood. Well, I've made that same promise to myself so far, but I have not yet got out to check things over, and if I keep dawdling, I'm going to regret it. But you're coming in fine down here in Northeast Lower, and good to have you on frequency with us. Next up, NHFPE, Dave, followed by KHJBD.
All right, thank you, Mike, WBATTC and NET, NHFPE. Don't have too much to report from here. We are essentially getting ready for Thanksgiving coming up this week, and we'll have the usual suspects around the dinner table. Back to NET, NHFPE.
Okay, Dave, real good on that. Yep, holidays are coming, so it's not all bad news. It's bad weather, some good things to look forward to. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving and a good rest of the holiday season coming up. Next on the list, K8JBD, Jim will be followed by N8OBU.
WBATQZ, this is K8JBD. Hi, Mike. Good to hear you on the radio again, and good to hear the folks on the rest of the net here. The name is Jim. I'm the CRO for Washtenaw County. Not too much going on here. Once again, just sort of settling down for the proverbial long winter's nap here. And actually looking forward to some winter weather. I like to see the change of seasons. I understand it's a little weird, but whatever. Anyway, like I said, not much going on here. Looking forward to the holidays, you know, getting to see relatives, et cetera, et cetera. And that's always good. So other than that, not too much going on. So thanks for running the net, Mike. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
Here's MKJBD, WBTQZ with Michigan Air, PSCNet. Well, between things like hunting season, holidays, and less than ideal weather, I think a lot of people are kind of lightening up on the schedule of activities, so maybe it's a good way to be. But it's the time of year that makes me grateful for living indoors. N8OBU, next on the list, Mike will be followed by WA4MLD.
Nothing really new here. I had surgery on Monday. Everything went well. I feel a lot better. It was back surgery. If anybody's dealt with back pain, you can understand what 4 months of hell is like. And for the first time, it's not throbbing and it's not aching. So I'm a happy camper. Thanks for being at control, and I'll be sitting here eating this nice 2-inch thick juicy steak my wife made me on the barbecue grill. And it'll be you. Drool.
It'll be you, WBATQZ with Michigan Arsenet. Well, congratulations on the surgical results so far. That back surgery, well, it can help you a lot. Sometimes it can make you the same or worse. So I'm glad it's working out in your favor. WA4MLD, next up.
Number two, when you can find the volunteers to staff them.
this is WBATQZ with the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps Net. We have 10 stations on our list today. We've worked pretty well through the list, but we're looking for anyone else who care to join us this week. Call now. Hearing none, we'll go to WD8USA. Joe will be followed by KC8YVF.
Okay, good enough, Mike. Thanks for picking up the net this evening. WBATQC and the Michigan Ops Net. Well, I see the script is changing. I better get myself another one of them. Boy, it changed quite a bit. So whoever changed it good for you, change is good. Especially when we're representing some other organizations here. So good stuff on that. Mike, I got you good readable most of the time. Most stations on the net are good readable. And I want to congratulate Skip, KW5AS, on an excellent signal. Loud and clear at this location. So nice going, Skip, and nice to hear you again. Well, my effort the past 6 months has, 5 months really, has been getting the new Red Cross radio station set up at the new Red Cross building on Broadmoor and Grand Rapids, and that project's about 80% done now. And the shack now has emergency power capability, and the radios are now mounted and in place. Now we start working on packet and computer programming for the three laptops that are going to be in there. I started that process today, pulled the first one out and started updating it and programming it with FLDigi and shared encryption and so forth. So that process has started, and put the needed certificates on, licenses on the wall, and storage bins for all the manuals that everybody can see and pull out. And some other finishing work, but that's been a work in progress for a long time. I have had the station on the air, both on HF and VHF, and I get nothing but excellent signal reports. So very low noise floor on the floor of the dipole up there. I must confess, I'm not sure how that was going to perform, being it stretched over a metal roof. I'm not sure what composition it is. I think it's some kind of metal. But the SWR is relatively flat everywhere I go. So I'd say that was a success. And boy, there was a lot of planning in every work session. And for the next one coming up here next week. So that's been my main emphasis. And see, that's finally bearing fruit. We've got to go through the go boxes, and then I have to train staff to man it. So, boy, the fun list never stops. At any rate, that's about all I got, Mike. Wish everybody a great rest of your weekend. What thoughts of it? And we'll catch everybody on later nets. Over.
Good job. WDUSA, WBTQZ with Michigan AFPSC Net. Well, that's about all you need. That's quite a bit. Congratulations to you on the progress so far. That's one really good thing. And the other one is the fact that the rest of the work from the side of it will be indoors and undercover. So I'm sure everybody is grateful for that. And good that you got a place to set up like that. Not everybody does. KC8YVF, next up on the list. Ron is at the bottom of the list, and after we hear from them, we'll take a standby.
This is KC8YVF, UC for Saginaw County. Thursday coming up is our next Aries training. We're doing a Mesh-tastic training. A couple of different presentations. We've got first presentation being an introduction to Mesh-tastic, because I've had quite a few people expressed interest in it. We have a system up and running here in Saginaw County. But we'll also go from that introduction. We'll go into part two, which is a little more advanced settings and things on Mesh-tastic itself. And the second presentation will be a build that I did for my station here at home that's outside. Right now I've invited five counties. I sent the information out to the ECs of five adjoining counties to Saginaw County, and hopefully we get some involvement from the other counties. I know several people are coming from Bay and Genesee County. I also had some interest from a couple of guys up in Gladwin County, so we'll see how the turnout is on Thursday. Hopefully the weather's good for anybody that's traveling down. And then coming up the following Friday, that's going to be on the 22nd, is our last public service event for this year. This is the holiday in the heart of the city. We'll be down at the Saginaw at the Saginaw Zoo, and we'll be sending out Santagrams to the kids in down to the zoo. Let me break. Jim Wade will be coming up again this year from Indiana to do our portion of it. He sends all of the messages that we take. These are modified Santagrams. Take information from the kids, what they want for Christmas, and then Jim Wade sends those via his old Morse code, his old telegraph station to a friend of his that is up in Fairbanks, Alaska. So all of those messages, usually 200 to 300 of them on Saturday, on Friday night. We get a couple of another 100 or so more on Sunday, or on Saturday, Friday and Saturday nights, so around 300, 350. And all of those messages get sent up to a friend of his in Fairbanks, and then he transposes all of those messages out, prints those, and sends those to the City Council of North Pole, Alaska. So we've been doing this for 25, 30 years. The kids really enjoy it. We have a good time, and it's a real fun event for Saginaw and the surrounding areas. They light up the waterworks with all the Christmas lights. They have food vendors and carriage rides and choirs at the local church and all sorts of things going on that evening, and then it caps off at night with a fireworks display. So real good time. We're hoping for good weather. We've had really bad weather, snow, rain, everything else, so hopefully we get a dry night. We don't care about the cold or whatever, so hopefully it's just dry. That would work out well. So that's what I've got for Saginaw County. This is KC8YVF. Back to Nat.
KC8YVF, WBATQZ with Michigan ARPSC. Now, that's a pretty good little bit there. Of course, for the training session, I guess there's a chance of some rain throughout the week, but nothing close to freezing, so I guess the traveling shouldn't be too bad for that. Quite right, though, about the festival there, the party. Be nice if it stayed dry. Cold, people would be expecting for something like that, but dry would be a big deal. So it sounds like a lot to ask for, but I guess if we're going to wish, we might as well wish big. This is WBATQZ with the Michigan ARPSC net. We have reached the bottom of the list. We're looking for any last minute check-ins before we close.
WDUSA, one last bit of info for Kent County, over.
Go ahead.
I neglected to mention we had a countywide exercise last Wednesday, and we utilized Windlink and voice circuits over the county and Red Cross and Saturn. Pretty good exercise, and mostly they were using Windlink peer-to-peer. And identified some problems there, so got to be working on that, but that's what exercises are for. So I neglected to mention that. And I'll put that on my rather extensive PSHR for this month. That's all, Mike. Over.
Okay, so is that Windlink on VHF, UHF, or high frequency?
That was on VHF, over.
Okay, well, I've got some hardware here for that, but I've never succeeded very well finding anybody to test it with, so one of these days maybe I can make that work out up here. Thank you much. It's nice to know. And I'm sure you'll have an interesting report come the end of the month. Anybody else before we close? Call now. Well, I guess that's going to be it. Good to hear everyone. Nice to have some conditions where you can.
And
at this time, WBATQZ will be closing this session of the Michigan ARPSC net. Turning the frequency back to other use. WBATQZ out.
Just to confirm, I have 10 on the roster.
That's correct.
Okay, roger that. Will you be sending a report to MITN or MAX or Rich?
I can probably do it on MITN if you want to make a session.
I think I can make it this evening.
Okay, I'll get it made up.
Roger that, sir. I'll hope to talk with you in a bit then. KEAD1 out.
WBATQC.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt, before you go over.
Yeah, Joe.
Could you forward me that new net script for the RCNet, over?
Oh, yeah. Do you, yes, I'll forward that to you by email. I'll send you the link for it.
Good. Thank you. About time I get the right one. All right, see you. Nice to hear you on the WEQSA.
Roger, you have to continue to bring your KEAP link, correct?